So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast. And welcome everybody, it's Dan, hope you're well today, and welcome to the Marketing and Sales Show. So today's Tuesday the 16th of November, and in this session today, I want to talk about how you know whether it's time to start running Facebook ads. Certainly, for a lot of our clients, they have a mixture of types of content that they produce. Sometimes it's just pure organic content, depending where they are. And then sometimes they want to actually move over to running Facebook ads. And so the differentiator between the two is that if you've already got an audience that's a decent size, then you can just run organic content. And after you've run organic content for a while, you use the money from those sales to move over to Facebook ads. But the organic content is really for people who already know who you are. The other type of content, the Facebook ads, Google, YouTube, of which we do all of that, is really for people who don't know who you are. And so there's a different dynamic about what you should be pushing out on social media through paid advertising than just running it through organic content. Because if you're running it through organic content, these people already know who you are, okay? Whereas people who have just seen your Facebook ads for the very, very first time, they've got no idea who you are. They don't trust you, they don't like you, they don't know you. You're not credible. And so when you start running Facebook ads, you've got to start running campaigns that are going to make these people like you, not make them, but hopefully they'll like you. They get to know you, they get to trust you, they get to know that you become credible over a period of time. And as we mentioned in yesterday's session, too many people are trying to make the sale straight off a Facebook ad, and we don't think that that's the right way of doing it. That's not to say that you can't sell off a Facebook ad, but generally not your first one. Unless it's a transaction of some kind, you know, like someone's buying a phone and it's a transactional type event. Whereas for most consultative type sales, it's something you've got to build up to over time. So with that in mind, let's run through how do you know whether it's time to start running Facebook ads? And so let me just move my little arrow down here. The first one is about how feasible is your business. And so what I mean by this, I'll give you an example. We had a strategy call and this chap does wills. And I'm like, how much money do you make on a will? And it's like 60 quid, 70 quid for a luxury one, like £120. I don't know what a luxury will looks like, by the way. But, you know, a lot of more intense, a lot more one-on-one help and that kind of thing. I don't think it comes in a red velvet envelope or anything like that. But I'm like, okay, so, you know, think about this. How much money are you going to be spending on Facebook ads? And then obviously there's our management fee that's involved in that. And it just wasn't feasible. His business was, it could only grow so far, and that was really through organic content. And that was really only if he's going to do the organic content. As soon as he starts paying somebody else to start running organic content, that's just not going to fly because it's just too expensive. And so really, it's not really a feasible business. You know, and it's a shame. I think it's sad. People go into this open-minded, and I think that's great, of course. But then no one's actually sat with them in real life and gone through what the numbers actually are. How many clients do you need to sell? If you're spending £1,000 a month on Facebook ads, including management and on the ads, how many of those wills do you need to sell? So 1,000, you know, just for revenue point of view, he needs to sell 16 a month. Now, that might be doable, okay? And what's the margin on £60? And it might be 40, okay? In which case, what is that? Is that, oh, I can't do the maths. My maths is dreadful. £1,000 divided by 40 quid is 25. Now, can you sell 25 a month? It's one a day. I'd say that's pretty tough going in wills. Honestly, I would say that's pretty tough going. I know everybody should have one. Everybody, and you're right, everybody should have one. But realistically, how many people have got a will? Have you got a will? I've got a will. But have you got one? And have your friends got one? And most people haven't. It's like cryptocurrency. How many people do you actually know who's actually physically got, not you can physically have cryptocurrency, but virtually got cryptocurrency in a wallet or through Coinbase? Not that many. I know people talk about it, but not many. Everybody should, but not many people have. And even those people who talk about it haven't got any because they've not yet pulled the trigger on that. So is your business feasible? And if it's not feasible, what are you doing? What are you doing in this particular business? And there are different businesses that you could go towards that have got much, much higher margin. One of the reasons why we run a digital marketing agency is because the margins are much higher. I mean, I say that all the money goes on paying staff. you know, to come up at the level, and actually employing directly Facebook ad experts is bloody expensive. I'll tell you right now, if you think that's cheap, got another thing coming. It's really expensive, but it's, you know, because we've got a number of clients and we can cover it, and it's fine. And as we're growing and we're taking on more clients, we can take on more Facebook ad experts that enable us to grow our business, but it's high margin. But if you're selling something that's high margin but low value, you're going to sell an awful lot of them. And so that's the bit that bothers me. And so when we talk about how feasible is your business, it all comes down to, you know, is it something that you've already made money on? And so this is a big thing that worries me, is that sometimes we get people and they come on and say, yeah, well, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and I need a website, I'm going to go all in, and I'm going to make this work. And my question is, Have you actually run this business before? And they go, no. Have you generated any income yet? No. But when I will, it's going to fly. Right, okay. How about this? How about you go generate some income first? And then when you generate some income, because people do this all the time, they go, but if I only had Facebook ads, then I'd generate income. And it's like, no. Your income isn't determined by a Facebook ad. You can grow your income with Facebook ads. But if you can't generate a cash flow from your business without running Facebook ads, I don't think you've got a business. And obviously that's quite upsetting for some people to hear, because we've kind of just poo-pooed their dream. We see people in some of the business buying groups and they're saying, oh, I need £10,000. And I'm like, okay, what do you need 10 grand for? Stock. Okay. Have you sold anything yet? No, I've not sold anything. Well, I've got no stock to sell something. Okay. So why do you need to buy 10 grand's worth of stock? Oh, to get the discounts. So if you're buying, I don't know, 1,000 units, and it's normally £12, but I can get it for 10. But if I buy 1,000, well, what are you doing? What are you selling at? 20. Right, so just buy 10 units and sell them 10 units and use that money to buy the next bit. No, you don't understand. I don't want to do that. I want to go all in. And it's like, do you know what? We've been around this block a lot of times, and it is a recipe for failure, and it bothers the living heck out of me. Can you tell? That's why we get so passionate about this. One of the reasons why we're here, to help as many people as possible. We've made the same mistakes too, by the way. I don't want to make those mistakes again. And more, not more importantly, but as equally important, I don't want other people to make those mistakes too. We want to fast track people beyond this, but sometimes it means that we've got to have difficult conversations. Okay. So next one then is scalable. How do you know whether it's time to run Facebook ads? Well, the question is, how scalable is your business? So for example, in my business, we could have 20 clients, we can have 100 clients, we can have 1,000 clients. The question all comes down to our deliverability of the performance for each of those clients. So I'll give you another example. Let's say I'm a business coach, and I do coaching, by the way, but I don't do a lot of it. How many hours a week do you think you can do business coaching? 25? Like, not 40. I don't think you can do 40. You're going to be burnt out beyond all, out of existence, right? So it's not scalable. But this is the problem with business coaching. If you're just offering one-on-one coaching, first of all, you have to price yourself out of the market to make it pay. And then when you go to group coaching, people don't appreciate group coaching, even though group coaching is I wouldn't say often better, but is equally as good as individual one-on-one coaching, because you get different people asking different questions that you're able to answer. And they're asking questions that you would never think about asking. And then they've asked it and you're like, oh yeah, that's a really good answer. That's a good question. That's a good answer. I can implement that in my business. That's why group coaching works. But as a business coach, you've got a problem because your business is no longer scalable. And I'm just wondering, did I spell scalable right there on screen? I don't know. So in your business, if you're a plumber, how many boilers can you service? And if it's just you, how many boilers can you service? And if it's you and three other people, how many boilers can you service? And now you're starting to grow it into a business. If you're a butcher, not that you'd run Facebook ads for being a butcher, but you might do, like, you know, Sunday's roast, we've got 38 legs of lamb, the supreme legs of lamb, £32 each. Like, that's, you know, £1,000 on a Sunday for a butcher is pretty good, I would say. 20% margin, 30, I don't know what margin is, 40, 50%, I'm guessing. So you could run Facebook ads for something like that. Is that scalable? Yeah, of course it is. It's like, well, let's say you sell 500 legs of lamb. Like, can you do that? Yeah, of course you can. You just have to have the deliverability mechanism put in place in order for you to be able to manage that number of sales. But most people's businesses haven't got that in place. They simply cannot deliver what they're selling because their business isn't scalable. And we see so many businesses that are not scalable. And we had it as well, right at the start in our content marketing. It was like 295 quid. And, you know, if we have 100 clients, there's, you know, 30 grand a month. Brilliant. Like 100 clients, all images and all videos. I mean, that's an awful lot of work. It just didn't work. It wasn't feasible. It got us to a certain point. And don't get me wrong, we always knew that when we got to that certain point, in order to increase our deliverability, we'd have to put those prices up. And we have put those prices up almost every month since inception. We've been going for a couple of years now. And we're doing very well, by the way. We had a 53% increase in revenues in our last 12 months, which is amazing. You know, it's not the first time we've done that. In my lettings agency, we increased revenues by 100%. We doubled revenues for like 5 or 6 years straight. 5 years, I think it was, which is amazing. But, it's what we do. But you can only do that if it's scalable. Is the lettings agency scalable? And actually, it was. And so the biggest problem with the lettings agency that we used to own was finding more landlords. These days, if we were finding landlords, we'd be going live all day long, you know, and we'd be networking and meeting as many landlords as we can. That's just what you do. But it's definitely scalable. But you've got to ask yourself that if you're running Facebook ads and you're going to start closing a lot more people, is your business scalable? Can it actually handle the number of people that are going to start coming through? Okay, next one then, on whether you know it's time, or when do you know it's time to start running Facebook ads? So the next one is it closable? Can you close people easily? Or do you have a mechanism in place that will help you close your clients easily? Are there systems in place? Is there a set process for closing a client? So it could be a three call close, okay? A three call close, they fill in a strategy call, you do an investigatory type call, 45 minutes, you're finding out about them. You might then offer a solution. You do a second call to talk about some other clients that you've had that have done this solution, the potential benefits of running that solution. They might be ready to close at that point. And then you might go, look, we don't want you to buy right now. We want you to think about this overnight. Tomorrow, let's give you a call. And like, you might not even tell them the price in the second one. You might just whet their appetite with what your capabilities are. And you go, okay, we're not going to tell you the price right now because there's a lot for us to do here. We want to work out what the best pricing is going to be. So tomorrow, I want you to have a think about this overnight. And then in the morning, I want you to get on a call with me, and then we'll give you the pricing, and it's up to you to make a decision there and then, and you'll have 24 hours to make that decision at a special price. Okay, so now you've literally just told them how they're going to be sold to, and people are like, yeah, okay. Now, people are either yes or no at that point, in which case they never get to the phone call where they find out the pricing, but then they've got the opportunity to actually make the purchase. But the question is that, have you got a mechanism that if you're getting an increase in people coming through, can you close them? Now, if it is a free call close and you're getting 100 clients a week, potentially, that's 300 phone calls a week that you're going to have to find. So you might not want a free call close, you might want a two call close. Or how we actually do it is we book a strategy call and we put the offer in there and then. We actually work it out on the actual call, what the pricing is likely to be. And then we go off and we write it up in a document. Before we write up a document, we ask the question. If we go ahead and write up this document, because it's quite a lengthy process for us and we don't want to waste our time, do you think it's something you're probably going to go for? And if we go, no, not really, we go, great, well, there's no point in us writing up the document. If they go, yes, great, we'll write up a document. So then the document that we write up gives a breakdown of all the things that we said that we're going to do in the strategy session that we've just had. So then I love transparency. So then nobody can argue, you know, what we're going to do and what we're not going to do, because it's all written on a document and it's the document that they're buying with or buying to, if that makes sense. So that's why we do it in that particular way. But what's your closing mechanism? Have you got one? Is it written down? Is it scripted? You know, we've got a wonderful script, for example, called the Bridging the Gap. And the Bridging the Gap script is, where are you right now? Where do you want to be? Okay, if we get you to there, how will that make you feel? Okay, you're going to feel pretty good. Awesome. If you don't get there in 12 months from now, and looking back at now, how are you going to feel? You're going to feel crap, okay? This is us bridging the gap between you feeling crap and you feeling good. Okay, so this is the investment. This is how much money you need to pay us. And this is where we're going to take you from where you are right now to where you're going to be. And then it's up to them. It's a great mechanism. We've actually got that written down. And we hand it out to our clients, because sometimes they haven't got a mechanism for closing. And so they need that in place. Otherwise, they struggle. We can send them all the traffic in the world and we can get people signing up for free downloads all the time. But if a client can't actually close, if they haven't got a mechanism for closing, it's like, it's a waste of time. It's a waste of money as well, more importantly. Obviously, time's more important than money. But, you know, the whole point of them was to go and do that kind of thing. So you've got to have a closable mechanism in place. And if you haven't got that yet, I mean, this is why we do strategy sessions. Book yourself a strategy session. Come and have a chat and then we'll do that. Okay, so the last item here on how do you know it's time to run Facebook ads is whether your business is not youable. Now, let me explain what I mean by that. Not youable means not you, okay? So in my business, if I go out and close 100 clients tomorrow, I'm a happy man, right? Because it's not me that's having to service those clients. It's not me that's managing deliverability or creating images or videos or Facebook ads or anything else, any copy, any calls to actions. I don't have to do any of that. I get involved with it, but I'm not the guy sat typing away doing it. Graham, who works for me, he's in charge of our deliverability team. And so he's a content coordinator, of which we've got a couple. And then we've got a number of video editors, graphic designers, copywriters, and so on. They're the people that actually put all the stuff together. And we employ them all directly all around the world. It's a really nice operation. But it's not me-able. I'm not the person doing it. I'm the person on the strategy calls. I'm the person doing the closing. And then when we're coming up with marketing campaigns, Graham will pull me in and go, okay, let's talk about this client. What's the marketing campaign for this? And we'll work out what the headlines are going to be, what the graphics are going to be, what the call to action is going to be, what the offer is going to be, really important. And so that's what we work out. But it's not me-able. And I can do that. I can be sat on a beach in a hammock and I can still do that work. I don't have to be sat at my desk in order to do that kind of work. Now, most people, running business, it's themable. They have to do everything. They're filling up the, you know, swapping out the water container at the water thing because it's just them in their office. They're doing the photocopying, the faxing, the scanning. Faxing, God, that's 90s, isn't it? They're doing all the admin. They're creating content. They're delivering the product or service. And so before you move into running Facebook ads, and I'm not saying that you can't run Facebook ads at the same time that you're also doing the work, but you have to understand that you're going to reach a natural barrier. And we talked about this in the previous one where we talked about it being scalable or not. The natural barrier is just how many hours there are in a day or in a week. And if you think, well, I can work 60-hour weeks, Dan, I'm fine. Like, seriously? Do you not want to see your kids or to see your partner or when you go home and it's just an empty house because they've left you? Like, I don't want that for you. And, you know, this is one of the things that we ask. It's one of the things that bothers me. If I get any, what's the word? If I get a feeling that running more ads and closing more clients is going to have a negative effect on people's lifestyle, we have a conversation about it because it's really important. We're not here to ruin people's lives. We're here to improve people's lives through the application of Facebook ads to generate more cash for them so they can have a better lifestyle. A better lifestyle, I mean, it depends on whether you hate your family or not, I guess, but a better lifestyle for most people is with their family and spending time and having holiday time with them instead of, you know, turkey leg in one hand and computer in the other on Christmas Day during a Queen's speech or whatever it happens to be. So this is really important, I think. You've got to understand that we're not put on this planet just to work all day, every day. It's just not what we're put on this planet for. Some people get a great deal of satisfaction out of their work and a great deal of significance out of their work, and I kind of understand that, the workaholics. And it's because their value system is based on attribution of their work and being recognized for their work as opposed to being a great dad or a great husband or a wife or whatever it happens to be. And so for us, it's really important that we get that right. And so, you know, these are the questions that we're asking. How feasible is your business? Is it scalable? If we're going to close more clients for you, can you handle the number of clients that you might get? Can you close them? Is there a mechanism in place to close these clients? And then last and not least, can we get you out of that business so the business works on its own without you having to do it? You see, I like just turning up and be the talent in front of a camera. I open my mouth, I talk rubbish, and then I click stop stream and I'm done. The video then goes off to our video editing guys. We pull out four different videos, feasible, scalable, closable, and not youable. four pieces of content out of that. We've got the main video, and then out of that, we pull out the MP3 and it goes uploaded to iTunes. I don't do any of that. I don't do any of it because it's not meable. We have a team, we have a mechanism in place that allows us to, you know, be in front of a camera, we press record, we press end, and then it goes off and all the other people do it. I don't even post it out. I don't even know where it gets posted. I don't even care. I've set it up. I do know where it goes. It goes to LinkedIn. It goes to YouTube. It goes to iTunes. It goes to Spotify. It goes to Amazon Music. It goes to everywhere. Goes on Facebook and LinkedIn, we said. It goes on Twitter. Some of it goes on Instagram and so on and so forth. So we know that the more I do, the less I have to do, because I can close 100 clients and it just goes to the delivery team. Now, don't get me wrong, I still have to manage the deliverables. I have to manage the resources within the delivery team. If we need more graphic designers, if we need more content editors, if we need more website designers and more SEO people, then that's my job to plug those gaps. But it's not my job to do the SEO and to do the writing and to do the videos and the graphics and the Facebook ads and all the button pushing that has to go in with that. So look, I hope that's useful for you. I hope that gets you a bit of an insight. And then we are live again tomorrow for the Property Cash Flow Show. And we'll speak to you then. My name's Dan Latto. Have a good day. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.